Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. In summer, flowers add color to the Arctic tundra. Monkshood, lousewort, avens, and willow catkins bloom and begin receiving visitors, nectar-sipping pollinators. Important among them is the fuzzy Arctic bumblebee, the queen of beasts among the tundra flowers. Big and hairy, Bombus polaris is exquisitely adapted to life in the north. The Arctic bumblebee's ability to fly at low temperatures and for long distances makes them particularly important pollinators. One fat bee crawls from a purple monk's hood blossom and heads to the next patch of flowers. She emerged from hibernation in May as the tundra began warming. She spent 9 months in a mouse nest or some other subterranean burrow, suspended in an almost lifeless state of hibernation. Already mated last fall, the queen is the sole survivor of her colony and has a busy summer ahead of her. Right now, she's a queen with no subjects and a date with death this fall. She has eggs to lay, and the eggs must hatch, the larvae must grow, pupate, and develop into adults. The queen's first batch of eggs will develop into worker bees, small sterile females who will enlarge the nest, forage, and tend the next generation of bees. She'll produce a second brood in late summer that includes males, called drones, and up to 100 fertile females who are candidates for next year's queen. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.